This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Sobke of Brunswick, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Aaron Beck.
Welcome to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. The Herons Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lo Saab Kia of Brunswick. Now joining us, the head coach of the Brantley County Herons, Coach David Shores.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Coach. We're getting to the swing of things with the wrestling season, so I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, yeah, trying to get everything ready and prep. So,
I understand. Busy times.
Oh, yeah. One big thing, Coach, that I wanted to go ahead and start the show off today was something that technically affects both of us, and it's the news about reclassifications that have came out recently. While we were off, nothing obviously set in stone with how the regions are going to be or what classification anybody's going to be, but what are some of the things that you're expecting based off of the news that we have so far with the reclassification?
Well, all we've really learned so far, Aaron, is that the top 15% in the state are going to be in 7A, the bottom 15% in the state are going to be in 1A, and then they got to shake out everything else based on population. I would think, looking at our FTE numbers, and they were due in, I think, the beginning of last week, I believe, all administrations had to turn those numbers in. I would think we're probably going to end up in the 2A class. That's just my best guess on the numbers I've seen so far. That can be good and bad. We're in a seven-team region right now in 1A, Division 1, and that only leaves you with a few non-region games to schedule for. The closest 2A we've got right now is the Pearson-Applins region. They've mm-hmm. only got five teams in there. So however it shakes out, I would rather be in a smaller region with more opportunity to schedule non-region games mm-hmm. Than a larger region. So that appeals to me. I think we can compete with some of the teams there. There are a couple of big ones in that region that would be tough to compete with because they're just championship caliber programs right now. Mm-hmm. We're not quite there. We're working toward it. So we'll see what happens. It's exciting times. I've already started working on non-region game possibilities. I've got about four that are sort of solid right now. But you can't get too deep into it and, mm-hmm. and nail anything down because you really don't know how it's going to shake out. So
right.
I think, there's talks going on. I think maybe the middle of December we should know, pretty well, how we're going to reclass and who's going to be where and which region. So.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that with the classifications that we have now, it sort of didn't make very much sense to me that 1A is sort of broken into the two divisions.
Yep.
And I think one of the reasons why they're pushing this reclass is so that they get rid of that Division 1 and Division 2 split in 1A,
yep.
which is why even though we're going up to 7A, it's still the same amount of classifications. So.
Yeah, it's funny because they did this back, I think, around 2017. They went mm-hmm. to a 7A class and did it for a couple of years and decided to go back to a 6A class, but then they split 1A up mm-hmm. into two divisions. So it's 6 one way and half a dozen another. So.
That's right. Well, one good thing is if things do change where we end up in that region with Pearson Applin, travel times, Coach.
Absolutely.
They get cut down dramatically.
Well, I was talking to Sean Pender, former coach here, years ago last week, and he said, one thing, he said, Brantley should never be in Region 1. They should never be over on the other side of the interstate mm-hmm. playing on the east side of the 75. So, I expect us to be, pushed over here to this mm-hmm. east side, and it would definitely help us out on travel. That's you go down to Thomasville, it's a 2.5-3 hour mm-hmm. trip. Worth's over 2 hours. It's a long, mm-hmm. long ways. Fitzgerald's right at it. So, I'd much rather play these closer teams,
mm-hmm.
no doubt.
Yeah, I feel really for our softball team this year. They had to play a ton of doubleheaders at all these schools that are super far away, and all their doubleheaders are on Thursdays.
Yep.
You got school the next day.
Well, that's softball, basketball, yep. you're playing two during the week. I mean, mm-hmm. You're missing a lot of school, and the kids are out all night, trying to get home.
Right.
It has an effect on a lot of different aspects of student life.
That's right. This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. With all this talk about reclassification pretty much every 2 years at this point, do you prefer when they constantly change things, or do you look more like consistency of, hey, let's stick to a plan for, say, 4 years and then go from there?
Yeah, I think with the changes in population growth in different areas, I think it's good to change every couple of years and reclass. You know, there are some places that are so growing so rapidly that, you know, if you wait 4 years, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that school may jump two different classifications.
That's right.
Especially you look up around, you know, outside Savannah area and that kind of thing, Richmond Hill, those, you know, Bryan
County. I know, like,
County,
Long County's been growing rapidly.
I mean, unbelievable growth. So, yeah, I think it's needed just because of the population boom in a lot of places. And I sort of like the change. You know, I like seeing different opponents. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you stick with the same people too long, it sort of gets stale.
Yeah.
Know? So
I get that.
I like the excitement of
it's always good when your fans can see different types of teams come to your place. And then for them to go experience other venues.
Absolutely.
At different programs really helps put things in perspective.
No doubt about it.
The other big change that they announced was the change for playoffs that they're talking about doing next year. Here recently in the past 2 years, they've moved towards the power ranking based system, where they'll take out the private schools and then fill them in. But it was almost the same with your top four auto qualifying as long as they weren't private schools.
Yep.
But what they've announced for next year is that the only teams that would auto qualify are your region champions.
Yep.
And then everything else would be filled in with the power ranking system.
Right.
What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I didn't like it last year because we got kicked out at the end of the year. We ended up with two region wins over Jeff Davis and Bacon. You know, Bacon being our last game, really, we had to reschedule the Worth County game due to the hurricane. But won two region games just like Bacon did, but they squeaked us out the playoffs, even though we beat them head to head because they had a couple of non-region wins. So you know, it can hurt you and it can help you, mm-hmm. Depending on, you know, the strength of your schedule. You know, I was talking to my brother-in-law over at Brunswick last week, and he said, you know, I mean, if Camden doesn't get in the playoffs, that you know, playing them doesn't really help us. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to be real strategic, I think, and when you come to scheduling your non-region games, that's why I'm looking so hard next year at finding some people that may be a little bit closer to our competition level, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, you hope you win a couple, two or three of those games, and then, you know, you know, hopefully win a couple of region games and then make yourself a little playoff run. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said, you got to be very intentional and deliberate about who you're scheduling you know, hope that they have good seasons as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the bad thing, too, is when you schedule them the season beforehand.
Yeah.
A lot can change in a year. I mean, absolutely. You never know.
Well, you got, you know, you got to look at rosters and see what they've got coming mm-hmm. back, you know. For example, I heard from Telfair County the other day, they called, you know, thinking about scheduling next year. And, oh, I'm calling people with common opponents that they played this year. And, like, well, how are they? Well, they're pretty good. And they got some, you know, I think they're young teams. So they got a lot coming back, so they'll probably be better next year. You mm-hmm. know, that's the kind of team you sort of look for is mm-hmm. a team that you can compete with and maybe have a chance that is also going to have a good season, too. So
that's right. More to come on the Herons Coaches Show with the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Lusab Kia of Brunswick. Coach, just to go back a little bit more onto the power ranking system and how it can affect scheduling, especially with the reclassification and the possibility of getting more region opponents or non-region opponents. My apologies. With not much being out on the formula of if they are preferring just necessarily straight up wins,
yep.
or if it's winning against strong opponents. What all goes into that mindset of creating that non-region, other than finding just competitive. Like, you got to get some wins, but also at the same time, I mean, if you're beating the worst teams in the state, then does it affect the ranking as much? So, what all is your opinion on that?
Well, you know, it's sort of scientific. They've got a point system worked out already where, you know, you beat somebody in your own class, you get so many points. Beat somebody in a lower class, you get so many points. Beat somebody in a higher class, you get so many points. Depending on the strength of that team, you know, you can also get extra additional points there too. So, like you said, if you beat a bunch of 0-10 teams, it's going to be hard to justify, you know, a jump in the power ranking,
right?
Because of your quality of schedule. I don't know how deep it's going to go into that, you know, like college does. I do think a lot of coaches, you know, find it appealing, the power ranking system. Because it does make a difference, you know, in your strength of schedule and the quality of opponents you play. You beat, just like you looked at the SEC. I mean, you go out there and play a tough schedule, and you beat, you know, four or five tough SEC teams, and then you know you're tested and proven, and you deserve a shot at being in the playoffs. So,
right.
You know, I think it's just the same when it comes down, a more watered down version in the high school level, but. But I think everybody's sort of trying to go to a more scientific, you know, analytic approach to who should get in, who should stay home. You know, when you look at the old school, you know, way of doing it, you know, the top four in the region get in. Well, I mean, if you got a really weak region,
right?
You know, you may have one good team in there and three that get put out in the first round. Well, you may have somebody underneath them that you know, had a chance and then could have got to the second round, you know.
And through no fault of their own. Right, I mean, we can't – we're not the ones that pick our region schedule.
Absolutely.
So. I'm still iffy on it myself. As long as it stays scientific based, I think it'll be good and beneficial.
Right.
But if we start getting to things like in college football world when we have the AP voter system, Coach, I don't know if you've seen some of those AP ballots, they can be a bit questionable at best.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
You're listening to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop's Media Sports Network. Next thing, Coach, I wanted to talk about, we got Thomasville this week.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on them?
Really good football team, well coached, very athletic. I mean, you look at them, you know, over the last couple of years, they're going to roll out of 100 kids on the field, you know, for a 1A school, single A school. It's amazing to see. Of course, you know, with them, Worth, Fitzgerald, you know, Jeff Davis, all in the same region, those top three are elite programs, especially Worth and Fitzgerald. They've got, you know, everything you need. They've got elite quarterback play. They've got really good receivers, all their skilled players. And their line, and they all play good defense. So, you know, those two or three teams that are top of our region could play with most 2A, 3A programs, you know, and give them a run for their money. It's a tough draw, but we've got a tough region. And you know, I like playing good competition. You know, it's tough matchup-wise sometimes, but it forces you to be very sound in your scheme. It forces your players to really play with good fundamentals and technique. Something we haven't done a great job of yet, you know, and we're trying to get better at it. We're trying to get better at being disciplined and playing with those fundamentals and technique that we coach every day at practice. It's got to carry over from practice to game time.
That's right.
And, you know, we can go out there and practice perfect every day, but it's got to apply on Friday night, and that's something we're, the places we've been falling short. We can do a better job coaching-wise of putting guys in situations to have success on both sides of the ball. But that's something we're working at as well. It's a process. You know, it's our second year, and you know, I think we've gotten good buy-in. You know, the majority of our team, still got about 45 kids on the team. We started the year about 50. Had some major injuries. Probably our best defensive player and leader on that side of the ball, senior, was lost against Vidalia. Had season-ending ankle surgery. So that's been a major blow. And, you know, you lose a couple, two or three guys at this level of football, it has an effect on your team. So, we're trying to make it through and trying to get better. Playing a team like Thomasville or Worth or Fitzgerald, it's really about, you know, going out there and competing against some of the best competition you're going to see and seeing how you stack up against them individually and as a team. I preached our kids all week, the last 2 weeks since we were on a bye last week, is really go out and practice intentionally, you know, and think about the guys going to be lined up against you and the things you got to do to compete against him, and take it out there and apply it to the field on Friday night and see how you do. You know, some of these guys are you know, college prospects and going to get attention and recruiting, and if you can go out there and play well, you know, against those kind of guys, it's going to garner you attention. Mm-hmm. You know, I told Talon Collins yesterday, one of our young corners, a sophomore guy, he's going to go against, you know, a really good receiver this week. I said, you lock that guy down all night, you never know what kind of attention it's going to draw for
that's
you.
Right. That's
he's
right.
getting looked at by different people. So, you know, it's a big challenge, but it's one that we like to go out and face, and hopefully our kids will come ready to go tomorrow night.
That's right. I know constantly throughout the year I always get emails with the rankings for 1A, and what people don't tend to realize is just how good those three teams in our region are. At the top of the list every single week has been Worth County, Fitzgerald, Thomasville. So going out and just showing that we can compete with those kids, and like you said, if those kids are getting colleges to look at them, and they're at that game, by extension, that means they're sort of looking at our kids too. So
absolutely, just film wise, you know, those college coaches are looking at that film, and if you can stand out going against good competition, they're going to notice you as well.
That's right.
You know, Fitzgerald is a team that people slept on the first half of the season because they had a couple of losses, but they were really good teams, and you know, the brand new coach coming in there to learn his kids. And you know, they kicked it off against us a couple of weeks ago and really got into the run game and did a good job. And then to go out and beat Thomasville last week, and I think that shocked a lot of people.
Yeah.
Didn't shock me because I know how physical Fitzgerald can be and what kind of athletes they have. So all three of those teams can line up and play with just about anybody they're going to face.
That's right. All righty. With that, we're going to go ahead and take an ad break. So we'll be right back with the Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays. And at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. We've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics. And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Marshland Credit Union. One thing, Coach, that I wanted to touch on that you mentioned there was the accessibility of film, whether it's through college coaches, but also your players having access to the film as well. How easy is it to use that film outlet to get kids' game plans about the team that you're facing, get the notes in the film, just to make sure all the players are on the same page that – maybe they could be looking at on an off day, possibly.
Yeah. No doubt. It's, you know, the Huddle app and you know, platform has made sharing film, breaking down film, making cut-ups, playlists, you know, editing film has made it, you know, 10,000 times easier than when I was in school. And when you know, I mean, back in the day we had VHS stuff and we're trying to, rewind and fast forward and all that stuff. Streaming video to an online platform has made things, you know, so much easier. I can sit down and in 5 minutes, you know, filter out six games with all the data included, you know, and make a playlist or cut up of nothing but Thomasville's, you know, passing attack. I can do it in third and long situations. Mm-hmm. I can do, you know, first down on their end of the field, what they like to throw. Same in run game. You can break down however you want. Every Sunday, you know, we're working and bring the kids in. I always share all their kicking cuts from, you know, the whole season. And I can do that in 10 minutes. I mean, it's so simple. Now, in, you know, as far as breaking down and inserting all the data into it, that takes time. That's
right.
Manually entered by the coaching staff and myself. But once you do all that stuff, you get it all broken down. Now, you know, making cut-ups and playlists is so simple and sharing it with the kids. You know, it's something that's been a little bit new here, trying to force the kids to study film. It's their homework, you know, when it comes to football. And I don't know if they've always done a whole lot of film study away from us. So that's one thing we've tried to harp on since I got here. You know, anybody that's any good in this sport at the high school level now, kids are studying film. You've got to know your opponent, and the easiest way to do that is watch them.
That's right.
And we're doing better. The numbers are going up when it comes to film study. I can check that, you know, by my roster and see how much time they're putting in. So It's an invaluable asset, I think, when it comes to film study and improving as a program.
That's right. With all the pros for it, obviously, you can go on forever with it. One thing that always has to bring into question, especially with this generation, is how do you make sure, or how do you motivate kids to not just look at plays of yourself and make it look like, oh, okay, I just want to watch myself, but focus on the improvement of whether it's the team or your opponent.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good question. We do ask them to watch themselves and others. They need to make cut-ups and highlights of their own play. So, you know, we can hopefully get them recruited, and that's part of the game. But at the same time, having them watch film in the right way, you know, it's funny because I say the average football fan sits up in the stands, they watch the ball, right? They follow the football. And, you know, they see who gets the handoff, and they see them run the football and all that kind of stuff, and that's what they watch. They watch the ball. Well, they have to start watching like a coach, you know, dissect the play, you know, see what the blocking scheme looks like, you know, see what the route combination looks like, see what the quarterback's reads look like. It's all about studying the game like a coach does and trying to analyze it and break it down in a way that you can give yourself an edge on a Friday night. And I think there's a learning curve there, especially with a lot of young kids, and we're still playing a lot of young kids, you know, so teaching them the right way to watch film is just as important as them sitting down and watching it.
That's right. That's right. This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we'll finish it with the last thing I want to do today, which is the message to the fans. Coach, what do you have to say to your fans this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's going to be beautiful weather tomorrow night at Caney Bay. Don't give up on these kids. Keep coming out and supporting them. You know, I think I mentioned this against Fitzgerald. They keep coming back to work every week. They have a resilient attitude. They haven't quit on the program, and you know, I hope that the fans will come out and not quit on the kids. Make some noise, get behind them. They're going to do some good things. We're going to make mistakes, but you know, through the course of the game, we want to play 48 minutes as hard as we can, and we've done that just about every week we've gone out and played. So I like the fight in this bunch. You know, even against Fitzgerald, you're down 48 nothing, and we're still scratching and clawing trying to score at the end of the game. And you know, I appreciate that out of these kids, and I hope the fans do too.
That's right. All righty, Coach. Thanks for joining us on the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck, signing off.